Welcome to Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where no topic is taboo. Booze is on deck, and I keep it real. Real interesting.
Hey, 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 welcome to BBOS. The Willis saga, it's not over. I know some people think, oh, well, it's over. Nah, probably not. So the judge took the 2 weeks to figure out how to mitigate disaster. They drop it on a Friday, which is very deliberate. We'll let you throw weight under the bus and move on next. But honestly, I don't really feel like that is the end of the story. Judge McFly may have postponed the inevitable for her, but her day is coming. I think it is coming. I think his days may be numbered as well. I think when you put a small-minded person in a position of authority, it never really works out well. Now, hey, some would argue it works out well if you're in Fulton County. Hey, criminals, go to Fulton County. Guaranteed to get off scot-free. Get McFly on the case. He'll get you off. Yeah. And he'll even let you talk bad to him. He did slap her on the wrist slightly for that. I mean, what a fucking panty waste. I can't even imagine. Like, I cannot imagine talking to a man that way, let alone a judge. But when you're that arrogant and that full of yourself, that much of a narcissist, whatever, you just don't even care. And it is interesting. I think she has something in common, really, with a lot of other criminals and a lot of narcissists. You know, narcissists tend to think of themselves as the most clever fuckers in the universe. You know, no one's smarter than they are, right? But she has something in common with criminals. Their fatal downfall, they never think they're going to get caught. Yeah, she got caught, but I don't think it's the end. Again, I think this might be continued one more time because I think they're going to dig deeper. And of course, there'll be an appeal, which hopefully maybe something will happen. I don't know if it'll resemble justice or not. I've come to the conclusion, and didn't just come to it today or just now even, but we don't have a fucking justice system in our country. We do not. We have a legal system, and our legal system is a fucking epic failure. When you have people in the White House colluding, and even in this case, and really probably all of the cases connected to trying to block out a political opponent, it ought to bother you. It bothers me. Let's just stay on the Fulton County stuff. She has other litigation against her. This isn't it by any stretch of the imagination. But when you're misappropriating, mismanaging funds, capital funding your love affairs, whatever. You know, she's done a multitude of things, but that should bother taxpayers. I don't care if you're a right-wing taxpayer or if you're a left-wing taxpayer, you're a fucking taxpayer. It should bother you if people are using your tax dollars inappropriately, if they're misusing, mismanaging, misappropriating, redirecting into their own fucking house. Maybe you're that person like Fanny. She's got a lot of cash on hand. Remember that, criminals? She's got a lot of cash on hand. You probably know where she lives. You could rob her and probably just go to Fulton County and you'd get off scot-free. Just get old Judge McFly on your side. No worries at all. None. I don't think this is the last we'll see or hear from her. She was so fucking smug. She was like smiling and winking. She knew this shit in advance. Again, they had a lot of time to figure it out. Forget the 2 weeks. That was decided well before that 2 weeks. But they had some time to figure out how to mitigate disaster, right? Or at least temporarily mitigate some disaster. But that ain't the only thing coming, I'm sure. So again, I think we will have to continue this story. But meanwhile, Fulton County, you're the fucking laughingstock. Yeah, no justice system there. None. On that note, cheers.
Every time I come home, you home. Why? Because I be living here, Daddy.
Well, you ain't going to be living here much longer with all them racists out front screaming and spray painting my garage.
Okay, Daddy, I'll move out then.
Fanny, there's two things you need in life. 6 months of cash and a safe.
All right, Daddy, I remember that. Hey, y'all got any job applications?
What if I paid Donald Trump to be my boyfriend?
Pitch 45!
Wait. What did you just say?
I said that they pickle everything but cucumbers.
That's you, you dingbat. I was talking to Webster over here.
Fanny, what did you say?
I said I could pay Donald Trump to be my boyfriend.
Bitch, 45!
You know what? I think this could actually work.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Hey, you!
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Are you a special prosecutor?
Did
you hear what I said? I said, are you a special prosecutor? asked you if you were the special prosecutor? Are you or what?
Yeah, I am.
You won't get paid to be my boyfriend? Hello? Anybody there? I said you won't get paid to be my boyfriend.
Can we go on lavish vacations?
Yeah, you wanna do it? Hello? Hey! It's a simple question. Will you accept money to be my boyfriend?
Hey, Freddy!
What's up?
Your male prostitute is here!
Hi!
What the hell are you doing, girl?
Excuse me?
Get your ass back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Oh, no. You didn't say that. What'd you just say to me?
I said go make me a sandwich and then clean my back.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Now hurry up. That sandwich ain't gonna make itself.
Listen here, I pay you, okay? You go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Okay.
No. You don't pay me money. I pay you money. I ain't that kind of lot, Lizzie.
Yeah, I'll be your boyfriend. But you gotta pay me in Fulton County funds to pay for our lavish vacation.
Oh, this is gonna be great, homie. We gonna go on lavish vacation, spend lots of money, get matching tattoos, and convict Donald Trump. And ain't nobody gonna know about it. Thug life! Hey, you didn't tell my daddy about what happened, did you? Hell nah! I wouldn't do that to my sister. Oh, good.
Hey, Fanny!
Yeah, daddy?
Hey, come here, I wanna talk to you.
All right, I'll be there in a minute. What's up, Daddy? What you doing?
I'm dropping a deuce.
Hey, that's my boyfriend's name.
Hey, Letitia told me what happened.
She did?
How you gonna hire somebody to be your boyfriend? I thought you was dating a disc jockey of some sort.
I is, Daddy, but I like Nathan Wade, too.
Look, I ain't trying to be racist, all right? But black people just don't be doing this kind of stuff. And Fanny?
Yeah, Daddy?
Your shirt's on back.
Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Nothing. Just me and my new boyfriend getting ready to spend Fulton County funds on lavish vacations, magic tattoos, and he gonna help me convict Donald Trump.
Great vacation, Fanny.
Yeah, I never talked about my son's business dealing, so...
What they want, baby?
None of your business. I ain't on trial.
Sorry.
Now hurry up and change my diaper so we can get out of here.
Is Trump in prison yet?
Nah, not yet.
Well, keep trying.
All right, I will.
You figure out how to put Trump in prison yet?
Nah. What about you?
Nope. I ain't got nothing, girl.
Yeah, we need to figure out something fast or we gonna be in prison. I hear you.
Fanny, I need you to get up today and go look for a safe. The word today is safe.
Okay, Daddy.
And I need you to find somewhere else to live, too.
I don't want to move, Daddy.
Well, I don't want to clean up graffiti and listen to racist white people scream all night. Fanny, I need a favor.
What you need?
Can I borrow your knee pad?
My knee pad? For what?
Well, I saw Willie at the Super Bowl and... one thing led to another.
You want to borrow my knee pads?
Yeah, what's the problem?
That's like me asking to borrow your diaphragm.
Oh, come on, please.
Bye, Kamala.
Come on, guys. We need to come up with a way to convict Donald Trump. Stop screwing around and get back to work.
What's wrong, Fanny?
Daddy, I don't think I'm going to win this.
Oh, I knew that 2 years ago.
You did? How come you didn't tell me?
Look, I ain't trying to be racist. But sometimes in life, you win some and you lose some. But you lie. You lie to get paid another day.
You right, Daddy.
Now get out there and lie like you never lied before.
Okay, Daddy.
And baby.
Yeah, Daddy.
Your shirt's on backwards again.
Hey, Fanny.
What's up?
Thanks for taking the attention off me.
Oh, no. This whole thing is backfiring on us. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, but we gotta think of something fast or Trump's gonna get away with this. Jussie, you got any ideas?
Yes, I do.
Well, what is it?
You see that smoking hot girl over there?
Yeah!
Let's go talk to her.
Let's go shopping.
Ah, that's our golden ticket. Yeah, so 20 years ago, Donald Trump pushed me up against a wall in a Waffle House bathroom. And then he grabbed me by the pussy.
What you talking about, Willis?
Well, it's time for a refill. Join me for my next episode of Boobs, Booze, and Other Stuff, where I vow to keep it real and real interesting.